are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, ER visits tied to Ambien have jumped 220%. Why are we ending up in the ER after taking Ambien? We're going to be talking about that since I know that's probably the number one drug out there for all y'all. I never thought I'd be saying all y'all, but it's one of the easier phrases to say. All right, a lot of you guys are on Ambien. Got to find out why you're being thrown into the ER. All y'all. All right, spinal fractures. Apparently, you know, people break their backs. They always say, oh my gosh, woman, you're breaking my back. My husband will say that all the time, woman. But a lot of you guys are, you know, getting osteoporosis. And now that we're living longer and we're getting older, back fractures, not fun. So we're going to talk about that, how to protect your bones. We're also going to be talking about this drunk app that will tell you exactly how much you've had to drink and then post the results on Facebook. Isn't that nice? Hey, you know what? If it prevents drunk driving, I'm okay with that. We're going to be talking about Jerry Brown, Governor Jerry Brown, taking away guns from the bad guys. Kind of interesting what they already have in place. And then we got, super glue that they've been using. Remember we were talking about how surgeons want to use this super glue inspired by fish? We're going to talk about that. That's always cool. I love biology news. All right, but this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We talk about all news. Anything, whether it has to do with the Boston bombing, whether it has to do with health, whether it has to do with your mother-in-law, whatever, I'm game. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so apparently the world's stickiest fish is called the northern clingfish. You see, we in science, we really try to make it easy. Okay, if we want to try to remember, oh, what's that fish that's sticky, that clings to things? Clingfish, George. Yep, that's it. So it makes it easy for us. Apparently, this fish has an adhesive force of up to 230 times its body weight. So let's say I weigh, 105 pounds, right? 105 pounds? Okay. You can't see me. I'm on the radio. You're staring at the radio. You can't see me. All right. They think this is going to inspire the new super glue. I remember surgeons and some of the I don't know if it was though this clingfish, but they had found a fish that could, you know, be very, very sticky. I'm sure a lot of us make sticky substances, but not this 230 times. I guess it uses modified fins as a suction disc to hold on the underside of rocks during crashing waves. It's kind of a good-looking little fishy. Apparently, it's a saltwater fish, so, you know, don't make a freshwater tank. Yeah, my husband was really upset with me because we had a fish tank, and I wanted, you know, all these exotic-looking pretty fish, and he's like, no, it's a saltwater tank. And I go, well, what kind of fish can we have? Well, goldfish, all right, I didn't want that. So then we get a saltwater tank, and we go through all that of getting a saltwater tank. And then I guess my kid, you know, won some goldfish at school, right? So I threw the fish in the tank. I didn't know if it was a saltwater or non-saltwater or potassium water. I didn't know. Fish died. Okay, anyway, the northern clingfish is a saltwater fish. Found, I know, it's a shame. We should not be laughing about a goldfish dying. Not nice. Off the Pacific coast of North America, it has a suction pad. This suction pad, it is so cute. Oh, my gosh. It looks like a little baby. You know how frogs' hands are, except it looks like a five-leaf clover. It's so cute. Very similar to gecko feet. Oh, that is a gecko foot. All right, never mind. It fastens itself to rough edges by using pads of tiny hairs called microvilli. Very similar to a gecko's foot. Researcher Dylan Wainwright and his colleagues from Duke University in Durham. Boy, that's a lot of D's. Dylan and Duke and Durham on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Said the method is quick, it's reversible, and works well underwater. Again, this is perfect for any pharmaceutical company that's going to be still around after Obamacare. It's dusky colored, and its species name is known as Goby Sox meandricus. Is that cool? It's a saltwater fish that measures about 6 inches long. Now, I know some of you guys hashtag my shows, and you come up with keywords. So we've had sticky hair and 6 inches long. Please be careful. I don't want, you know, non-regular listeners to misconstrue what we're talking about here. Anyway, they're shaped like tadpoles, flattened head, have no scales. I don't know how yummy they are. But listen, they're covered with a thick coating of slime, and they're very slippery. I don't know if y'all want to eat this stuff. They have that large suction disc formed by the union of the pelvic fins, adjacent folds of flesh. Okay, are they doing this on purpose? Sticky hair, villi, slimy pelvic fins. All right, good. If you guys are quizzed on that, you know. All right, oh, tentacles. Nah, let's move on. Okay, pretty cool stuff. I love the fish. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got another quick biology story. Man addicted to eating insects says he has consumed 5,000 species in the last 11 years. And what's his favorite bug to eat? Cockroaches. David Gracier, 47 years old, I don't know if he's married, from Providence, Rhode Island, has a constant stock of fly pupa, I guess not poop, fly pupa, cockroaches and scorpions in his basement freezer. My guess is he cleans his teeth with the scorpion stinger. Apparently he's on TLC's My Crazy Obsession. Do you ever wonder, do these guys really do that, or do they just want to be on TV so they claim they did it? Cockroaches, I guess, are very meaty. We've talked about the nutritional components of bugs. Not that I would ever recommend it, but a lot of protein. I even think there's a couple omega-3s mixed in it. I don't know what the yellow gooey stuff is that's on your windshield. I don't know if I would lick that at all. But apparently his freezer has over 12,000 insects. Nope, he's married. He's married. He's sitting there with the wife. She's kind of pretty. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what she sees in him. Maybe, you know, he just, you know, gets right under her skin. I don't know. That was a bad one. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14.6930. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.0685, $753.42 for a half ounce, or $376.71 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.0685, $753.42, and $376.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're coming into another weekend. I'm happy about it. 1-877-362-3254. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Check out his Freeze Dry Guy specials at freezedryguy.com. A lot of May specials. You know, interesting. I always tell you guys, you know, to be prepared and to have your, your emergency stash prepared, because you never know. Hurricane, earthquake, government takeover, you don't know, you know, and you know, having Freeze Dry Guy is great, you know, inexpensive, yummy food, phenomenal. But you heard about that one gentleman that I guess found a Cold War, like a stash of, you know, food and supplies. I want to find that. It's in great condition. I think it's about 40 years old, 40, 50 years old. Where it had, to me, it looks like some of the things are from the late 50s, early 60s, in very good condition. Butterscotch balls, toilet paper, et cetera. Because this family that owned the house years ago had kind of prepared their, you know, stash and rations and, you know, everything to protect themselves in case the Cold War happened. Pretty cool stuff. I want to look that up after the break and show you what they found. All right, now let's talk about Ambien. A lot of you guys take Ambien. A lot of you guys can't, especially my truckers out there. But, you know, Ambien has probably been one of, the most popular sleeping drugs I have ever seen. True, more people use Valium and Xanax and clonazepam still because it's been out for a longer time and it was cheaper than Ambien. But in terms of somebody asking for something specifically for sleep, Ambien has been the number one drug. It's FDA approved for insomnia, but we always hear about these issues with it. And now reports have surfaced that ER visits related to Ambien and other sleep aids have jumped 220% over the last 6-7 years. It's a report from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, and it showed that the number of Zolpidem or Ambien-related ER visits, Zolpidem is the generic name, Ambien is a brand name, rose from 6,100 in 2005 to 19,480 in 2010. Three-quarters of the patients were over the age of 45. Two-thirds were women. This is why the FDA had recommended to cut the women dosage in half from 10 to 5, or the CR dose from 6.25 to 5. Now, the drug is only supposed to be used for short-term treatment of insomnia. You're not supposed to take it every day. It was always designed to be short-term. The very first PI prescribing information on it had suggested don't use longer than 7 to 10 days. And I would say within the first year, people just ask for it all the time. Now, some people in the medical community didn't mind that because people would then hopefully use the Ambien instead of pot or instead of alcohol or instead of Valium and Xanax and the benzodiazepines and the sedatives. So, you know, for the medical community, we like this. I, however, didn't like the idea of giving this to people long-term. I didn't. And I wouldn't give people more than 10 pills. They got mad. They went to another doctor, went, tried to complain to my medical board. And the medical board was cool. And I showed them and the patient, this is what it says in the prescribing information. This was years ago. Okay? You aren't supposed to be on it longer than 7 to 10 days. Well, then the prescribing information, I think, changed. And they found that as long as the doctors, the medical providers watching you. And, you know, most of my patients said, no, I don't take it every day. I just take it once in a while. You know, we've kind of relaxed a little bit. Then in January of this year, FDA responded to complaints of adverse reactions saying, look, for women, we're going to lower the dosage, the recommended dosage in half. And, you know, we may want the manufacturers to reduce the dosages for men. Now, what is a little bit, I think, screwy with that is, I don't know if any of you have taken Ambien before, okay? The very first time you take it, and I was given Ambien when I was given it, I think, in my first pregnancy. No, it couldn't have been my first pregnancy. Had to have been, yeah, because it came out early 2000s. I think my second pregnancy. My doctor had given it to me to help me sleep. All right, because I didn't really want to take anything that could affect. Oh, yeah, I was in labor, and I was in like a 4 or 5 day labor, so she prescribed some Ambien for me because it was safe during the pregnancy when I was in the hospital. And, oh, that sucker knocks you out. You get knocked out. All right, so baby's delivered, you know, and breastfeeding the baby, about to wean baby off, and I was having a headache. And I still had some of the Ambien my doctor had prescribed for me. I had it in a bottle. And I showed my husband, I go, you know what? I just want to see if a couple flecks of this work. So what I did is I took one of the pills, cut it in half to the 5 milligram because it comes as 10. Then I just took a couple little scrapings of it. And I go, look, you're in charge with the baby tonight. You got the bottles to feed the baby, okay? Or I think, yeah, baby was done breastfeeding. You got the bottles, all right, because I haven't slept in days. But I only want to take just a couple flecks because I'm so scared about taking sleeping medication. All right, so I took a couple of those flecks, and again, within 15 minutes, boom, I was out. I mean, I was asleep. So when I look at a drug, whether you take some flecks of it, whether you take a 5 milligram or a 10 milligram, then it's not a linear fashion of dose dependent. It's a, it's kind of like a, I'm probably using the word wrong, but kind of, I call it like a super saturation level where all you need is the right amount, just a little bit. And that puts you to sleep. And then the rest is superfluous. It's cream. It's superfluous. You don't need that extra. Unfortunately, when I told patients years later what they could do with that medication so they don't have to take a full pill, that just a few flecks of it will work, unfortunately, most of these people were already taking it regularly. And they said, no, that's not going to work. 5 milligrams won't work. 10 milligrams won't work. No. And I don't want to say people got addicted to it, but I think people got used to taking it. So what is going on in the ER that's so dangerous about the medication? Well, reports are saying there's, according to Fox News, you get daytime drowsiness. They're seeing cases in the ER of dizziness, hallucinations, agitation, and then the big one we've all known about, sleepwalking, and then accidents during sleepwalking, and drowsiness during driving. Now, many of these patients, okay, it's not that they're taking their Ambien accidentally. The Ambien is in their system from the night before. Now, Ambien or Zolpidem is supposed to have a very quick half-life. The reason why Ambien is so popular is because it's supposed to work quick, and then when you wake up in the morning, you're up. You don't have that lag. You don't have that hangover that you get from Benadryl, diphenhydramine, or your benzodiazepines like your Valium and your Xanaxes. So you're supposed to be able to just get up and go. And it's the wonder drug. And unfortunately, I see people on it all the time. I mean, they are just, it's you know, so, you know, but keep in mind, if you're taking it at night, yes, it could still be in your system the next day. Now, some of you are like, well, gosh, Dahlia, you spent the whole time talking about this. What does this have to do with me? Well, what it has to do with you is if whenever we get these reports, okay, and, you know, you start to hear, well, you know, ER visits jumped 220%. All it takes is a couple accidents, car accidents that hit the media for then the FDA or the government to decide no more with those medications. Or, like what's happening, and I believe it's the state of New Hampshire, if you do get into an accident and you have anything in your system that can make you sleepy, Ambien, Benadryl, whatever, you could then be charged with a DUI. Okay, this matters to all of us. Many of you out there take something to help you sleep. I've taken Tylenol PM. Tylenol PM has Tylenol and Benadryl in it. Okay, helps with headaches, helps with allergies. Once in a blue moon, I have bad allergies. It's great, but I don't like taking it because that next morning it knocks. I mean, I just feel tired and I need to be wide awake to do my show, and then you know work in the office. Although now I'm yawning, I didn't take anything. I just didn't sleep well. Now, some of you will say, wait, Dr. Dahlia, I think the lack of sleep is more dangerous than taking the pill. Some of you have a point. If you're not sleeping and you are up most of the night, you got a point. That could be extremely dangerous the next day with driving, absolutely. But, you know, you're not going to be charged with a DUI, okay, if you know, you had a rough night's sleep. You will if you have any of these medicines on board. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about how antidepressants may actually help you recover from a cardiac bypass better. We're also going to talk about some new airline fees, especially with Frontier Airlines. I finally find Frontier Airlines. They have cheaper flights. I fall in love with it. And then I see what's happening with some of their fees. Okay. And then osteoporosis. Why it's on the rise. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys.
Let's go cruising.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, a lot of you think that whenever we talk about osteoporosis, oh, it's a girly thing. Now Dr. Dahlia is going to talk about women and postmenopausal women. Osteoporosis is a guy thing, too. You know, and many men don't realize that low testosterone can also cause osteoporosis. It's not just the lack of estrogen and the loss of estrogen in women. And we're now at the point where the International Osteoporosis Foundation says over 700,000 people a year suffer from spinal fractures due to osteoporosis. Now, osteoporosis, okay, osteoporosis is a thinning of the bones. And many of you are already pretty well versed because you listen to my show or you're well read, and you know that one of the big threats that we have with osteoporosis is us falling and getting a hip fracture, and 50% of us could die within the first year of having a hip fracture because we can't move, pneumonia, blood clots, etc. Well, spinal fractures scare the hell out of me, because a spinal fracture from osteoporosis usually isn't due to trauma. I mean, severe trauma. Okay? It could be something very light, something very small. Apparently, according to Dr. Payam Mozaz, a surgeon and orthopedic specialist of North County in Oceanside, California, says patients will tell him that they sneeze, they cough, they turn the wrong way, all of a sudden they have severe pain. And a sneeze, cough, etc., just enough pressure to give you a fracture in the back. That is some scary, scary stuff. Now, the month of May is Osteoporosis Month. Yay! I know, I know. There's Cinco de Mayo. There is El Mes de los Huesos, the bone month. All right, so Osteoporosis Month. And, you know, I think we really underscreen for osteoporosis. We do. And, you know, these, the fact that, you know, many of our baby boomers are outliving the heart attacks and outliving the cancer and are going well into their 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s. Having a spinal fracture, I couldn't even imagine what that could feel like, is probably going to go up in terms of incidence. Okay, so really quickly, let's review some of the things we know about osteoporosis and some of the things that we kind of didn't know that could be a cause. So, you know, as you get older, you lose bones, you have the thinning of the bones. Usually our bone density is the greatest when we're in our 20s, which is why it is so important that our teenagers take in their calcium, their vitamin D, their vegetables, exercise to really strengthen those bones. But then we, you know, hit our 40s and 50s, and testosterone drops in men. Estrogen drops in men and women. Women start losing estrogen. Okay, what about these younger girls that are athletes? When they stop having periods, stop producing estrogen, they could lose their bones. Some of these girls on birth control, the progesterone-only birth control, after a couple years, I want them off of it because their body may not be producing enough estrogen and their bones could be thinning. Now, to check your estrogen and to check your testosterone, testosterone's a little easier to check than estrogen. Yes, there's blood tests to check for estrogen, but, you know, with your estrogen going up and down throughout the month, how do you tell, oh, is it lower than it used to be? You know, testosterone's a little bit easier. Testosterone doesn't seem to fluctuate as much as we see estrogen can. A lot of us, we just don't take in calcium. We can't stand milk. I can't stand milk. Yes, I like cheese, but I have to avoid cheese because I don't want to gain weight. And so we end up not taking in the extra calcium. Of course, you could also get calcium from, you know, fish and, you know, but a lot of us don't like fish either. And then, of course, lack of vitamin D. Because we're avoiding the sun, we don't get as much vitamin D conversion that we need to. You know, we have to be, you know, protect ourselves from skin cancer. And unfortunately, low vitamin D could also cause bone loss, which is why any of you that do have weaker bones or osteoporosis, we recommend calcium and vitamin D. We used to recommend 1,500 milligrams of calcium, every day, but you only absorb 500 at a time. So you gotta take that calcium three times a day. Very hard to remember calcium. I couldn't even remember to take it every day. So you need to divide it up three times a day. Okay? 500 milligrams three times a day equal to 1,500. We used to recommend 400 units and then 600 units of vitamin D. We're starting to get closer to 800 to 1,000 now. Okay? And then, of course, you know, what if you have a thyroid condition? That could cause osteoporosis. Certain medicines could cause osteoporosis. Some of you on steroids for asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, etc. You know, even anti-seizure drugs can even cause bone loss. A lot of people forget that smoking causes bone loss and alcohol causes bone loss. Okay? Drinking alcohol will. And can I also throw on the list soda pop? Soda pop, I think, leaches calcium, causes a calcium leach because of the phosphoric acid, carbonic acid, causing your parathyroid to think it needs more calcium in the body. Now, parathyroid hormone is a hormone I usually check if I see a person with severe osteoporosis for their age. Parathyroid hormone, it's a blood test. So, you know, talk to your doctor about that. But for any of you men who are over 60 who have never had a DEXA scan, a bone density scan, get it done. Okay? We recommend bone density scans in women over age 50. I recommend it to men over age 60. Not a lot of you guys are getting those. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so if you can't walk across the country, you know, which I think walking is good to protect the bones and trying to transition here to the airline story, you could always fly across the country. Okay, there, see? That was a nice transition. So we have in the news that Frontier Airlines is now going to charge $100 per carry-on bag. And they claim they're doing this to, quote-unquote, enhance service. How is that going to make customers happy? How? They're also going to be charging $2 for a soda and coffee. Apparently, Frontier is owned by Republic Airways Holdings. I guess if you if you pay in advance for your carry-on bag, you only get charged $25. But if you book through travel agents or third-party travel sites, you get that extra fee. I don't know what companies have to pay. I always wondered that. When you look at Orbitz and Cheap Seats and Cheap Tickets and Travelocity and Hotel.com, I always wondered, what percentage is it, how these guys make their money. I don't know. But $100 per carry-on, that's ridiculous. Now, Frontier is the nation's 12th largest airline, carrying 13.2 million. I've only gotten to fly Frontier once. I liked it, and I liked it because I was spending $300 less per ticket. So somebody could say, well, look, you're still doing well, $100 for the carry-on, not to mention you have to also pay, you know, for your baggage, etc. But it just, you know, when you look at that, you're like, oh, my gosh, oh, the nickel and diming. It's not fun to fly anymore. I hate doing it. Now, I like JetBlue. And I hear Virgin American, you know, we talked about, you know, the best airlines and the airlines where had the greatest customer satisfaction. I hear Virgin Airlines, Virgin America, I've never flown them, but I guess they now have iPhone chargers and phone chargers in their seats. That's brilliant. You know, because I try to entertain myself by playing, you know, solitaire or blackjack or whatever on my little phone, and the battery goes out after an hour. Well, how do you get through a 5-6 hour flight, especially when you're, you know, stuck on the tarmac? So, you know, and I guess there's little TVs with multiple stations on the seats. You know, JetBlue does that with the TVs. I guess there's XM satellite on JetBlue, so you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show if it's on. That's always fun. See, I was on, you know, a flight, and I go, oh, guys, the Dr. Dahlia show's on. Trying to tell everybody in the rows, you know, ahead of me and before me. And people are like, huh? What? Oh, that awesome show? Yeah, right. So, I don't know. I just, you know, just the reason why I'm bringing this up to you guys is just be prepared, okay? You may think that, oh, everything's good. You got your ticket. You may be hit with extra fees. Just be prepared. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Governor Jerry Brown in California is cracking down on guns in bad guys' hands. But it's an interesting process. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide
worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that listen on XM, I believe May 8th or May 9th, XM is going to be taking on more stations. And channel 166, where my show plays, I believe that whole channel is going to be renamed or changed to channel 244. You should be getting some promos or commercials over the next week or so while this is happening. But from what we understand, within the next week, we would be moving to channel 244. So I don't know if that means we're going up or not. I don't know. But hey, we're moving on up. So anyway, okay, so let's talk about California before I sing any more 80s shows jingles. Don't get me started on Facts of Life. Facts of Life. Okay, let's move on. Jerry Brown has okayed funds to seize guns held illegally in California. Now, this was very interesting. I was reading this, and I'm like, okay, governor approves $24 million to confiscate weapons, you know, from people who could no longer own them. This is being reported by the Los Angeles Times. And I'm, you know, reading the first paragraph. Apparently, it says the state will send dozens of new agents into California neighborhoods this summer to confiscate nearly 40,000 handguns and assault rifles from people barred by law from owning firearms. Now, when I looked at that first sentence, I had to scroll back up to remind myself, okay, they're taking the handguns and the assault rifles away from people that shouldn't have them, barred by law. Now, overall, we think that's a good thing, okay? If somebody is not supposed to have a gun, and they have a gun illegally, all right? Yeah, absolutely, we've seen this before, okay? You're not supposed to have drugs. Someone's going to seize it, I get that. But am I the only one that just kind of, when I look at that, the way that paragraph is written, is it just me, or is that just one or two steps away if somebody wanted to go after the guns of the good guys? I don't want to over exaggerate, but I mean, look at how that sounds. The state will send dozens of new agents into California neighborhoods this summer to confiscate nearly 40,000 handguns and assault rifles. This time around, remember, it's from people barred by law from owning firearms. Okay, now I'm just reading this out of LA Times. Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation providing $24 million to clear the backlog of weapons known to be in the hands of people who, from what I understand, they acquired them legally, but then they were later disqualified because of criminal convictions, restraining orders, or mental illness. So the bill had been introduced. From what we understand, it's bipartisan. And again, I think we all could agree, guns should not be in the hands of the bad guys. But, you know, I had some of the college students over from pre-med, pre-dental, et cetera, over the weekend. Last weekend, I told you guys, you know, just topics just started to range because, you know, I don't really like to talk politics with, you know, the college students because I'm always afraid I'm going to disagree with them. But, you know, we were discussing how in a medical school interview or dental school interview, they're going to be asked questions, ethical questions, political questions, and the subject of gun rights came up. And, you know, one of the students seemed to be a little bit more conservative, saying, look, you know, the reason why, you know, conservatives are concerned about any gun legislation is it could just be inking away from guns being taken away from the good guys. And, you know, of course, you know, liberals usually say, oh, no, that's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. Nobody would ever do that. When I read this in the LA Times, and again, totally understandable why they need to do that, okay? Somebody got guns. They shouldn't have the guns. They ended up having guns. And then, you know, because, I mean, if you're a felon or if you, you aren't allowed to own a firearm, from what I understand. So I get that. And the state has a right to do that. But just hearing the way that's written, dozens of agents being sent into California neighborhoods to confiscate nearly 40,000 handguns and assault rifles from people who got them legally but then were found to not have them. It could very easily, you know, if things do go wrong, that could work against us. Now, I know everybody thinks anybody on the conservative side is out of their mind because of the whole Sandy Hook Elementary, you know, massacre. And I mean, I get that, okay? I think guns in the wrong hands is ridiculous. I mean, look at that 5-year-old boy that killed his 2-year-old sister. Apparently, he got a handgun for his birthday or his first rifle. Apparently, I really don't think 5-year-olds should be getting rifles, to be honest. And where the heck are the parents? Unfortunately, he shot his sister accidentally dead. Yeah, we do have an issue with guns. I get that. But for anybody out there who says there is no way the government could ever go into our neighborhood and seize our guns, that wouldn't happen. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's actually happening right now in California, but to the bad guys' houses, okay? There's a very fine line between a bad guy house and somebody perceived to be a bad guy later. And so I just want that out there, okay? Whoever thinks that system is not in place for people to go into the neighborhoods and confiscate guns and seize weapons, it is in place. And from what I understand, it's successfully in place. For now, in California, it's a necessity. But it's in place, that system. Just know that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I don't know what's going on in your particular states, but, you know, in California, apparently, and we saw on California News, there's, I live in Nevada, so anything that happens to California, we still kind of keep a close eye on. They're apparently trying to pass a homeless bill of rights called Assembly Bill 5 that could make it legal for homeless people to panhandle, sleep in public areas. The bill seeks to enact the Homeless Persons Bill of Rights and Fairness Act. So it would give every homeless person the right to move freely, rest, solicit donations, pray, meditate, receive food in public spaces without being subject to criminal or civil sanctions. Now, of course, many store owners are kind of nervous because, you know, they say a lot of the panhandlers hanging out by their store hurts business. You know, you know, it's funny. For me, I think there's a fine line between a panhandler and, you know, somebody homeless and, for example, you know, we were in New Orleans. I love New Orleans. Bourbon Street. I had a great time. I love it. Well, we come off to the main road. I forget what the main road is. Huge highway. And, you know, we get accosted by a few men. And they're nice, though. They're very nice. And one of them is starting to sing. So I start to sing with them. And somebody else is, saying some prayers. And, you know, and I'm like, yeah, can I hear an amen? You know, we didn't know these guys. And they came up to us. And, you know, we're trying to kind of move about our way and, you know, be nice. And everybody's kind of dancing around and all that. No one's drunk. All right. But they ask us for money. Like, we need money. Now, it was nice the way they did it. I mean, we could have been held up. We could have, really nice. He says, look, I need money for Thanksgiving dinner. Now, whether this is his job and that's how he makes money and he gives the same line to everybody or not, we were in a giving mood, so we gave him what we could. And it was pretty much the rest of the cash that we had. All right, because, you know, we like to kind of show him, look, that's all we got. And we did. But it's, I could see how that could obstruct business. Okay, we then were out of cash. Now, luckily that was in our budget, okay? We thought we were helping somebody and, you know, with Thanksgiving. And, I mean, they looked well-fed, but who are we to judge? And, you know, maybe it was a scam. I don't care. We gave them money. That's fine. But now we didn't have cash to go into the store. And so no wonder the store owners have a problem with that. And what if these people weren't safe? What if they were bad guys? All right? Now, it was out in the open, et cetera. So, if somebody's homeless, absolutely. You know, many of us, we have, lost our house in this recession. We've lost a job. Many more people are homeless than we ever thought. But who determines if that person is homeless or that person is homeless because he has schizophrenia? All right? So we need to have some authorities at least check the person out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Quick break. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.